Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for another daily editorial, which may end up on the weekend radio show, and if it doesn't, we'll get her on the weekend radio show regardless. Dr. Frieda, Doc, you've been doing some background work, psychological, mental health of Vladimir Putin. Let's talk about that. You're on, babe.
Absolutely. Thank you, Al. We have to look at Putin and his mental health because, really, is he losing his grip? His reality is very different than everybody else's. And after 2 years of isolation, I think that has really affected him a lot from the COVID. He's a former national intelligence director, right. And he was quoted as saying, that he thinks that Putin is being unhinged. He has his finger on the nuclear button. And his reality has been questioned in the past. In 2014, he launched a more limited offensive against Ukraine. And he has a lot of anger towards the West. So he's a really very dangerous man. And his inner circle consists mainly of the security services and the military. So he looks more detached from reality than ever. And then the Senator Rubio of Florida said that he seems to have neuropsychological health issues. And it seems to be more apparent as time goes on. 2 years of isolation, talking to the hardest line people from his intelligent past, Putin is living out Russia's past instead of seeing the reality of the past and the future. He's more isolated, more eccentric, more dangerous, and he seems more desperate. He's playing a dangerous game when he publicly announced that he was putting his country's nuclear deterrent force on high alert. Condoleezza Rice, who served President George W. Bush as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State, said she saw a different Putin. He seems erratic. Putin has been described as irrational, and everyone around him is telling him what he wants to hear. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said he was in another world. He insisted to Barack Obama in 2014 that Russians were enduring horrible things at the hands of Ukraine's new pro-Western government. But Putin miscalculated how the world would react to his attacking the Ukrainian people. Putin abhors weakness, so putting him in a position of weakness can put him in a position of feeling humiliated. He was a street kid who was bullied. He took up martial arts, judo, which gave him a sense of order and discipline. He is ruthless, ambitious, with the goal to resurrect the former Soviet Union. He will need a face-saving way of war. He will need a face-saving way to ending this war to prevent further destruction. In giving Putin empathy, to try to see where he is coming from, that would be the best strategy. He's a former KGB. He rose through the ranks. He committed some violent acts as a child, but really channeled them into sports. And that's because he feels that the only way for him to get through to life is to look powerful, take off his shirt, ride that horse, bring that big dog, whatever that takes. Because as being bullied, he really suffered in his childhood, and he'll do anything to be represented as someone who's strong.
Well, I got to tell you, there's no way that that man should be in charge of a major power like Russia, in my opinion. It's interesting. It's pretty obvious that the guy has an inferiority complex that he will not admit to anybody. I mean, you made a comment about the pictures, in the international magazines, international newspapers, of him riding bare-chested on a horse, messing around with tigers, etc., etc. It takes a strange type of person to do that, Frida.
Yes, that's true. Someone who's working very hard to prove himself. But you know, when that happens, when you have to work so hard, people see that it's something that's not natural, and they see that you are not in a rational mood. And this is why I reported this, because everyone is saying he's extremely irrational because he's not looking at reality. He's not facing what's going on around him. He's facing his reputation. He's yeah. facing what it is that he needs to define as important to Putin, not to Russia, not to the world around him. It's all about this narcissist, Putin, who really, as you say, does not think much of himself.
Right.
He needs to fight more than anyone because he's the one, which is ironic, that is really the weak one. He is so weak. He doesn't want to be seen for what is really going on inside him.
That's really interesting, Frida. That's a great insight into Vladimir Putin, and I really appreciate that. Looking forward to your next psychological profile on Another World Leader, which we will probably post on the radio show. Dr. Frida, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.